should start out with a disclosure of conflicts of interest. I have none to report for the period of time. You guys had a meeting adjourned. Anything that might involve a conflict?
Oh, we both made a lot of phone calls looking for people to fill the oral interview panel, but no actual discussions about our issues.
This is Rob Killian. No conflicts of interest. I had a couple conversations. Kim Hendrickson approached me and discussed some concerns she had over a police oversight committee. And then, along with Trinan, I interviewed several candidates for our oral board candidates and selected those. Good conversations. No outgoing or ongoing conflicts been kind of this topic.
And also, no conflicts of interest. I did have two phone conversations, also with Kim Hendrickson, not relating to the subject of this committee, but relating to police oversight functions.
Okay. I haven't had a conversation with Kim, but I did get an email from her about it, which you guys probably got. Okay, item number three is the March 31 special meeting minutes. I wasn't there. You guys have read it and feel it's accurate. Maybe somebody could make a motion.
You were accurate.
Oh, was I at
yeah.
this one? Okay.
Yeah, this
oh, the 30. I can't read this. Oh, 31. Okay. Oh, well, good. Well, I read those. They're okay with me.
This is Rob. I reviewed the minutes and I found no issues with them. Very accurate. I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
There's a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it's unanimous. Fourth one is public comment. There is no public, so we'll move on to item five. This is the executive session regarding the qualifications of an applicant for employment. Amber, you want to help us out on that?
Yeah, so we'll recess to executive session.
All right.
And that's 9:03. Okay, it's 9:32, and the Civil Service Commission is still in executive session. We'll, 20 minutes. We'll take a 20-minute session and recess. Okay, this is the Civil Service Commission. We are still in executive session. We're going to take another 20-minute recess into executive session, and it's currently 10:08. All right, so it's 10:27, and we are convened from executive session.
Okay. Let's see, where are we? We're on now.
So we're actually
we have motions. We should make. Do you need motions and approvals from us?
Yes, so now we would be at 6, so consider the approval of the examination and interview process for the entry level and lateral candidates. So you could just have a motion that we.
I move that we approve the testing and evaluation instruments for the lateral officer, the higher officer, and senior clerk as discussed in the executive session.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's unanimous. Okay. And let's see. What's that it?
That's, yeah, because he did. He took all of them in one fast swoop, so we're good. So
all right.
That's all right.
Okay. Next one is the consider approval of the interview process for police. By the way, when is that exam?
It already happened. It was last Thursday, the 24th.
Okay.
The actual ergometric written exam.
Okay.
So I'm still awaiting the results. I should get
them. I'm talking about, I meant the exam.
The oral board is on May 6th. So the clerk is May 6th, the entry level is May 7th, and the lateral is May 8th.
Do we have a motion on this?
Here it is.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You covered that too?
We
have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 How many did we have to take the test?
26, maybe? I think 26. No, actually, that's not true, because we had, like, 3 no-shows, so maybe 23 or so total. There was one person who never submitted the proper documentation at all. There was a couple people that had
incomplete application, so we let them test anyway as long as they brought everything to the exam. So I scanned all the answers in, or all the testing stuff in on Friday, and I should have an email back at any time between now and tomorrow with the results, and so then I will begin contacting the top 8 candidates to get those scheduled. So.
Thanks, Avery. You did a lot of work on this.
Well, thanks for being patient with me. I'm excited to...
we're all kind of getting our feedback.
I would rather ask you and make sure that I know what the direction is than not.
That's definitely the right way to go. It's a lot easier to do this than just go down and fix the problem and somebody finds out.
Cool. Well, thanks.
Thank you very much. See you guys when next meeting.
May 13th is the next meeting. Yep. Hopefully after that we will be back on just our once a month schedule. No. He did not tell me that.
You can cast that up to
him. I'm going to go tell him right now. He's slacking. Yes, of course. I hope you guys have a great day.
That should be into grandma.
Fine.